Simcha, but we're in the middle of doing it. We're in the, we'll get a little to the middle of Simcha too. Excuse myself, I have a little sore throat, a little. So, but hope to overcome the veneer. Speaking about the union of Anova, opposite of Anova, the guy. So we asked the Kasha last time. We didn't finish off, we didn't give a teretz on the Kasha. So we repeat the Kasha, then we'll go step by step with Nyanim of this middle of Anova. Which is not only geyer to discuss, it's klal. Going to explain, Agav Orcha is going to explain other yonim that are shaychas to the zinyan. The question that we ask is that the Torah always never obligates a person, never tells a person to think otherwise, other than the amos. There is amos. They always tells a person to know the Amos and not has to show him not to believe something which is not Amos, which is Sheker. So it is the middle of Anova. And we know Tzadikim, we're very big Anova, Mamish Anova. More than you could be explained. It could be unexplainable. Another, let's say a big tzaddik like the girl. Let's say he was such an honor when he thought that he's worse than the worst Russia, than the plainest of the plainest Yidden. He's the mamish the lowest, like Moshe Rabbeinu, honor mikol adam asher pnei adama. Sram explained it, that he felt himself that he is the lowest person, that Apnei Adam. And the Chazal say also like that. Chazal tell us that Mashbi Noisi, Mashbi a person, Ti Tzadik, Valti Russian. Shbi a Tzadik and not a Russian. Philikala Oilim Kuloi, Amen Mulech a Tzadik Ata. The whole world is. Will tell you that you're a tzaddik. You should consider yourself a Russian. So if he's a tzaddik, so why should he think that he's a Russian? It's not Amos, he's a tzaddik. If someone would say that the girl is chas v'sholom, I wouldn't say it. What the girl thought of himself, what the girl himself thought of himself, then he would be an apikarius, a fool, or whatever you call him. So say has to show him that the girl is worse than I don't know who. So you tell him you shake it, you're picarius, you're mechutzah. That's what you say on the girl. So they'll answer you that the girl himself says that. Ask the girl himself. The girl says, I'm just repeating what the girl says. So the girl doesn't say damas? Why should the girl not say damas? Why should the Torah obligate a tzaddik to think that he's a Rosh if he's Bamas a tzaddik? So first, let's be mevar a little the whole Indian of Anava and Gaiva. Most of Gaiva, almost all of Gaiva, is built on plain sheker, which has no true basis, no true yisoid, no true. It's not built on yisoid shalamis mechalal. The first gaiva, the plain gaiva, that's called complete nefesh abahamas. It's a sort of not a human sort of nature. It's from the nefesh abahamas. It's like an animal character. The person, that's a gaiva which comes straight from the goof. It comes completely from the goof. It doesn't come from the seichel. It's like a more taiva than a seichel. It's a sort of a gashmistik, a taiva, passion, gashmistik, a feeling. That's called vayishman yishurim vayiva. A person, like Chazal tell us, ein ari noyem mitach kupish al tavim, ala mitach kupish al bosa. An ari, when the lion is well fed, has a kupish al bosa, and he feels like, so he has such an arrogant feeling, a gaivadik feeling, and starts screaming and roaring, to show his gevura, his strength. He's the melech, he's the king of the jungle, and he's the amdari. He's hungry, he won't scream so loud. But there's a certain, from the nefesh, abahamas, and the animals, I can't say the word right, from the person, comes a certain hergish of gaiva. You see a young person who's healthy, strong, healthy, and is well fed, slept the whole night, he's rested. Oh, he comes to the besmedrish, and many times he doesn't have so much cheshik to daven, and the mood of davening so much. And he's okay, he's happy, everything's going good for him. I'll take a coffee, speak to this person, speak to that person, say his opinion about all politics, Yiddish politics, Goyish politics, everything. You know. And have many good audience, shaymin, which listens to his jokes and to his days. He's gonna make a whole sort of I don't know the right word. Yiddish is called a kupke. It's a regular kupke around himself, and it's. So it's a certain gaiva which comes from plain. Ishmael, he's going to boast about himself too. No, he's going to feel smarter than him. He's going to make fun of this one, he's going to make fun of this one. A young person as well. Everything goes good for him. No, he has no daigus. So I would ask him that, you see in the besmedrash, also an old person coming into the besmedrash with a cane, a weak person, sometimes a person with a wheelchair comes into the besmedrash. Old person, just schleps into the besmedrash, and he comes and sits in his place. He doesn't do anything, he doesn't talk, he's not boasting about himself, he doesn't know what do you do. He comes to the besmedrash and says, Omei Yeshmei Rabba, with earnestness, sincerity, he said, Mamish, Yerushimayim, Dams, Achno, tears, many times. And he dams like a Yitzhi Dam in the besmedrash. You see him. You know, this person was the same like you in your age. Just the same like you. So he also did, what are you doing now? Everything was wonderful. But now, he doesn't have the health that you have. He doesn't have the koich that you have. He doesn't feel so well. He's very weak. And he comes with mysterious nefesh, the besmedrish. So he dumbs like a yid. He dumbs like a yid should dumb. So why are you so foolish? You have to wait to be like this person. You can't daven, say Amisa Amayesh, my Rabbi to Hashem. You can't daven with Achno, with Alav Nishba, and daven like he's supposed to daven to Hashem. Because you're healthy, you have to be Norizi, you have to be sick, and you have to be old, and you have to be mamish walking with a cane, going in a wheelchair to come into this medrash like a yid is supposed to go into this medrash. So you're plain. I would call you animal. Your seichel is not working for you. You're chelik amench. You're chelik adam. The chelik of Yahadus, of Yiddishkeit, is not working for you. You just because you know yourself. In a few years, you'll be like him. Rebbe, more or less, you'll be like, so. What's this whole commotion about you? What's because Hashem gives you health, and because you're so dumb like a Yigman davens. You can't daven with maybe the achna of an old person, but you can daven with the slivers. Daven with all your koiches, with the young koiches, daven put all into tefillah, daven with simcha, daven with daven like you're supposed to daven. When the Hashem gives you everything, so you have to boast about yourself. You have to make a whole matzav around yourself. So that's because it's pashut. It has no seichel. It has nothing to do with seichel. It has nothing to do with das. It's plain nature of a behemah. When I read, that's noyim etach kupa shel basa. So of course, you can't answer that. You know, it doesn't deserve an answer. There's no, just tell him you're a fool, and that's what Akavi ben Malachi says. Stakel b'shloish devarim ve'inat abal de'aver, and the Mefarshim say the ikar aver means gaiva. That's shloish kol averes. Ayin basa metipes rucha. The din v'cheshbon goes a little further. But first, the first two things apply. You come from, what are you? You're tippis. Beam is burning. Look, what you think, and look what were you in your mother's womb. Small particle, mamish. Just the beginning of life, and he developed slowly but surely, and slowly you became more developed. Well, what are you? Now you developed. You're full. You're a person. But you're like a flower that grows, and everything that comes from the earth and grows, and now it's Beruma Milus. It's a flower. It smells and it's nice and. So you're the same. But where do you come? Where are you? And you're going back there. You're going back from where you came from. Offer out of Allah for Toshim. So what's this whole gaiva about? You go through the process of biological life. You're going through the process of the cycle of you're now on the top of the cycle, but it's a whole cycle that's gonna end where it came from. Offer out of Allah for Toshim. Who's the Balgaiva here? You're an animalistic goof. You're Gashmistic goof. It's the Balgaiva. What does the goof have to be a Balgaiva? If when he started off, he wasn't a Balgaiva because he wasn't developed yet. Now he's in his prime. He's in the middle of his years. He's developed. He has all his koiches, and he's starting at the sun downwards. So in this time that is at his prime, so then he has to be a Balgaiva. Then you're supposed to be a Balgaiva. You're on the way down. You know you're on the way down. You come offer out to your offer, and you're going back to offer. And what is this whole Gaiva? In other words, you really don't have to speak to Seichel. There's no Seichel about this Gaiva, so it doesn't deserve an answer of Seichel. But it deserves an answer of from like the Yetzirah, the same as. You have to visualize. You're visualizing life. You look in the mirror now and you see, I'm Givaldi. So it's like it's a mirage. It's a dimion. It's a you picture yourself like something good. So picture yourself like you're offer about Dhamma, like you were offer, you will be offer. Use the same picture. Don't look at your present matzav, at your present state. Look from where you came and from. No, it's not a seichel. We're not talking about seichel. We're just talking about a certain therapy that you have to use in order to eliminate this hergish, which is senseless hergish of gaiva, which comes straight directly from the nature, from the nefesh habahamas of the behemoth, which is part of the person, and from there it comes. So to answer like a behemoth, visualize the matzah from where you came from, where you come from, where you're going to, and this should eliminate this guy. For it's not something which pertains to seichel b'chlal. It's just, you have to visualize it, you have to visualize what you are, that's all. Also, the Mechashm goes a little more. Certain, maybe we'll have time to speak about it. A person has to have a certain self-esteem. He has to have a certain covet. So it's Chazal tell us, Godel covet abrius. Some covet abrius is very important, and Godel shadoicha lois hasashavatoyer. Godel covet abrius. Or the person can't function right unless he has a certain self-esteem, respects himself, and he feels that he's worth something. We'll explain it another, hope be able to explain it, from where this comes from, what's the emes of that, and where it comes from. But there's any of God will cover the briefs. A person has a right for a certain cover, that's why you have to be makdim shalom l'chalavam, even nachri b'shik, nachri b'shuk, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai told him in the morning, it was makdim shalom, because the nachri is, it's not an Adam, Mamish, like Atam Kriyam Adam, Veinim Soilam. But Taisa says they're also B'nai Adam, they're Ha Adam. Certain, in a certain Madrega of Adam, they are too, the B'nai Noyah. So they deserve a certain respect of Adam. You have to mark them in Shalom, you have to be friendly to them, you have to have a certain, you know, probably not allowed to be Mavayishim, a certain respect, a human respect. He deserves a respect of a human. So that's a certain covet. That's why Chazal tell us the Madrega, the big aver of a Noos Dvorim. Noos Dvorim means that you what's in English, I don't know what they know is. Yeah. Reizung, yeah. It's in Yiddish. Yiddish wouldn't have a problem. To
stick it to someone.
Yeah, to make him feel bad, whatever. Verbal abuse. No. Make him feel bad. So that's I know it's wrong. Chazal says kol hasharim nalu chitz mishar eino. Or it's all sharim b'shamayim could be closed sometimes, but when a person complains to Hashem that someone made him feel bad, he was ma'anim, he sort of made him feel. He said things that would hurt him. He hurt him with his words. So then all gates are open. All the gates are open. The bunch will listen to him. The bunch will punish this person. Was ma'ana, was Ivan, I know it's the word. What's the word of this Chazal? Why? What's pshat? All sharma could be closed, but shara, no. What's so special about shara, no? In other words, when a person complains on something that he has a right to complain for. In other words, so people have rights. People have rights. They have rights of human rights. There's any of a right of a person. A person has a right. One of the biggest rights that a person has is to be able. He has a right to be respected, to have self-esteem, because he can't function otherwise. He was sent down to the world to function like a human is supposed to function, to be able to accomplish, to build. Even a goy, he has to build. He has to do. A goy is bigger. Sent to build up the Gashmistic world and to have a certain kesher to the Borei Olam through that and see the wisdom of Hashem and the Bria, whatever. And this is a certain right that a person can't function with. Chalishas Adas, a person is a person that has Das, he's a human, he has Das, and when a person is aggravated and his Das is taken away, his Yeshiva Das is taken away, he feels he's not, his mind is not in its place. It was abused sort of. So he has a right, one of the rights in the Declaration of Independence that Abraham gave to every person is a right to have a certain self respect. So he comes with a big taina to the Abraham that someone took away that right, and with taking away this right, he can't function. He sent me down to the world to function. I can't function. He abused my humanity. My etzim, Adam, he took away the Adam of this Adam. He made me feel like an animal. He made me feel like someone who doesn't deserve any respect. So I feel like a behemoth. I feel like an animal. I feel like a slave. You can't take that away from Adam. I'm Adam. So that's part of being Adam. So all kol sharim and alu chutz misharino. Sharino is when someone complains, and I know the Bosh has to listen to him because he comes with a strong time. He has a strong right to have yishuv adas. The right of yishuv adas is a very strong right of a person. So a person has to have a certain respect, and almost every period, the Bosh gives everyone his respect that he needs in order to function right. So a rav has to have more respect. That's in and of imchabed a rav. Imchabed a rav, amar the asir, imchabed a mashgiach. Even a mashgiach of a different yeshiva, maybe you don't have such a big opinion of that yeshiva. I criticize that yeshiva. I criticize that mashgiach too. But you have to respect him. Because part of his rights as mashgiach is to be, because he can't function without the respect of a mashgiach. A mashgiach of a rav doesn't have the cover that he needs for his job, for functioning. So then he can't function. If he is a mashgiach, as long as he's a mashgiach, if you maskim with his shittes, or if you're schassid, you're his msnagid, no difference. He has a right as mashgiach. He has a right of a certain respect. They say Rav Hutna, when he took a mashgiach, Hutna's zecharin v'rach, when he took a mashgiach in the yeshiva, so he asked him, like, and his way was very open, asked him, first tell me how much cover do you need? I'll see if I could cater to you, if I could give you that cover. You see, I'm a Rosh Yeshiva, I also need cover. You need cover too. So tell me how much you need. A mashgiach needs a certain amount of coveting. He needs a certain respect of his talmidim. If he's abused by his talmidim, he's abused by the anhola of the yeshiva, by the administration of the yeshiva, he can't function. So that's any of I know. But that doesn't mean that's the amos. It's not amos. Amos deserves that respect. He should know, and he has to be smart enough to know that's a gift that he was gifted with in order to be able to function. But as soon as he leaves the world, so all what you call Shayna Eden, all Anashim Chashuvim, find out that in Oilam Amos, they treat you with Amos, with a plain Amos. He was a very respected person, he had a very nice Levi, and everyone praised them and said, good as paid them. But it goes down to into the Keva, and then Shama goes up Lamaila, and then the Malachim are going to start dealing with him. And I said, what are you hitting me? I'm the Mashgiach. Just really not a Mashgiach. You think you're a Mashgiach? Another muck. Well, I'm the big Mashgiach. Well, take you to Bezu Shamaila. Standing in front of the Malachim with the fiery eyes, Malachim that are ready to fly from one end of the world to the other, when they see Moshe Aramis from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, Moshe shows them like, so they're ready. You could see what the Malachim do. You see everything that's a nature. What's the meaning of a Malach b'chlal? A Malach means that he brings down all the shefa, all the ashpa from Olam Elyon to the Olam Gashmi. It's one Malach, then a smaller Malach, more Gashmi, then Malachim are Ruchnis, but in Ruchnis itself, there are levels, and the last Malach is very close to Gashmis, and he brings it down to Reil Magashmi. So, in other words, when electricity goes, when light goes, when sound works, it's all a certain Shefa, that the Bereshim is Mashpia, to the Malachim, and the Malachim bring it down to this world. So we see, he put on a light. Lights in a second. Everything's lit up. Sound goes, and nothing fails. The whole Bria. Why? Because the Malachim are very efficient. Malachim, when on the things that they're appointed for, they work like a much better than a machine. They work like the most perfect machine. Amalek is a never that the tzivui of the Rebbein Shlom, the command of the Rebbein Shlom, makes him work like without bechira, without free choice, and he doesn't even understand that there could be such a thing like not listening to Hashem. Amalek has das, Amalek has seichel, and not listening to Hashem, that's unheard of. That's can't even imagine that should be such an inyan of not listening to Hashem. And they bring down a neshama, who was very much respected in this world. He had children and grandchildren. He sat by the Seder with all the nachas, and his children said, Zaydi, they'll ask you the four kashas, and he asked the terutzim, and he gave batonis for Afrikaiman. It was Mamisha Malchus, you know, he's a Malchus. He has to know this Malchus was given to him, only so he should be able to function. He should be able to work, he should be able to bashpir, he should be able to accomplish. But the Oilem Elyon, this Shaini Yid, this Ish Mechubet is going to come in the Oilem Elyon. And I'm asking a few questions. And he won't have what to answer. Maybe they'll ask him a question. He wouldn't even imagine that he should ask him such a question. Ask him a question, let's say, what were you mechavim? Which kavana were you mechavim by Shabbos, by Mincha? Kavana that Ramak mentions there, or the kavana that Riyah Kaddish mentions there, or maybe a different kavana. What were you mechavim? Excuse me, who was the Ramak? I don't know. What kavana? What means kavana? I don't know what kavana means. You know, just I have a siddur. You know, it's translated in English too. It's an article siddur. You know, I look in the siddur. It's very nice. What do you mean? You were in the Olam Hazeh. No, you were in the Olam Hazeh. There's a Torah. We wanted the Torah. They didn't give it to us. They gave it to the Olam Hazeh. There's a Torah. There's a founding Torah, Shashum, of the Rebbein Shleim. And there, in this world, we can't, the lights come up from this world, from the Tzaddikim, from Knesset Yisrael, from Klal Yisrael. And we do nothing. We only are Shlichim from the Rebbein Shleim. But everything happens down in this earth where people do Torah and Mitzvahs. And there's a place where you could be kind of Shleimis, you could be kind of Kisveri, you could be kind of all, you could be B'chav and Shemis HaKdoshim and Miyachid Yichudim. And there's such a Nyanam. You can't even come from there. You didn't. Also, like you come from the king's city, from the king's. You didn't see the king. You're there. You didn't meet the king. You didn't meet the Rebbein Shleim. Where were you? You're a fool. The busha, the shame that is the agmas nefesh that this will make him, the humbleness that he will have then, he will feel he's not worth 2 cents. He'll feel such a bush, it's impossible. He wouldn't be able to be soiled. Then he'll have to go to Gehanim and this and that. So where is this guy? What is this guy all about? Stakel b'shloish devarim ve'ein ata bala de'aveir. Da ma'ayin bosa, lona to heiloch, of na'mi ata os litten dem v'chashm. You stand before Bezen Shalmai and you have to give it dem v'chashm. Like, you know, there's going to be an audit on you, on everything that you on all your belongings, on your mitzvahs, on your various. The government is going to check you through all, and you can't fool anybody. Clear the v'chashm. I'm not saying that everyone will be expected to have kavanah zari, but just give it as a marshal. A lot of people who should have been big, very great people, and they just didn't make it. They're all in Bechir. So what is this whole Skype about? What's this Skype? There's a guy that comes from the goof. There's a guy that comes from his surroundings, his respect that he has through his family, his Shechenim, which is all part of the matana the Rebbein Shem gave to a person. And it's not used right. It's used in the wrong way. So yeah, on that, my Kavya by Malala says, Stakel, Shloish, Dvarim, ain't out the body there. Just look, think. Why are you sleeping? Think a little. Think what your true matzav will be when you leave this alma de shikra. You should know that we're going through an alma de shikra. It's an oilam ha-shikra. The oilam which very little amas is in the world. Mara says, shikra, shchicha. Sheker is very shchiach, and kushta loy shchiach. Very, 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 very little emes on this world. If you look at the newspapers, you can see, the most things that say in the newspapers, especially in the advertisements, all sheker, but even the news, it's many things are not exact, and they're sort of slanted according to the writers and everything. Very little emesis is in the world. So this the first gaiva that we're talking about is the gaiva which is just not really sense. It doesn't make sense even. It's gaiva shel sheker. And let's go one step more. A gaiva which is based on emes. Well, it's a tzaddik. He does Ratzon Hashem. His Torah is a big Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham is a big chashivas. And he does mitzvahs, so why should he could feel he's about? I'm worthy of praise. I'm someone who was should be praised. Should be. I'm chashuv. I'm very chashuv. I didn't listen to the Yetzer Hara. I learned Torah. Torah is very chashuv. So I'm a Talmud Chacham. I'm chashuv. And there's any of Kvay Talmud Chacham. Everything. So he's a Balgai. So why shouldn't he be a Balgai? So the seichel of it, it is really more than seichel. First we'll say the plain cheshbon. There's many cheshbonis that you can make. Say maybe two cheshbonis that you can make. Plain alpi seichel, cheshbonis. First of all, we know that the Yetzer Hara is a ruach shtus. It's called the ruach shtus. Of course, the ruach shtus is very powerful, but l'maase it's a ruach shtus. Senseless, it's a ruach shtus. Ein odem chayte, em kan nechus by ruach shtus. A person is a maimon. He's a maimon, he believes what a yid is supposed to believe. He's a maimon, the yid gimel ikra. He knows there's a b'ayin shleim. He knows there's a Torah. He knows there's char b'ayin sh. He knows everything. So why shouldn't he do the mitzvahs? Why should he do an avera? Is he crazy? He knows he's dealing now with a p'chira, with doing Ratzon Hashem, the Ratzon of the Ein Sof who created him, whose whole tikva, his whole hope in the Olam HaNitzchi, in the Olam HaBa, is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ein Oid Mulvadoi. So why should he be such a fool and do an avera? Why should he listen to the Yetzer Hara? In the mother to Torah Harvard, you learned a lot of Torah. Al-Tachzik Torah L'Atzman. Don't feel that you know you're worthy of praise. You know you're feeling of it like accomplished. I did. Koichi v'yoytzim yodi. I did something. Kilekach noitzarta. You were created for that. Kizek al Adam. This is the whole person. Kehelas made a whole sefer explaining why everything is hevel. This is hevel. I tried all ways, and why a person should go on the right way. We're going the right way. This is Hevel. I tried that. It's also Hevel. It's also silly. It's nonsense. It doesn't make sense. It's empty. Hevel. And why should you go in the right way? So he answers, I'm not going to tell you why you should go in the right way. I'll tell you a statement which is much more than a reason why you should go in the right way. No, let's quit with all the chakiris, all the debates about the right way. Stop, soft up. He ends it. Lock, sperm, and case. Who makes sperm? There's no end to the sperm that he can make. He's gonna think up this thing. He's gonna this theory. Don't think so much. Soft up, hakol nishma. So the kim yira, it's the choice of shemoy. Why? Kizeh kol adam. That's a adam. You don't have to have a reason for it. That means a adam. Notice the lion doesn't have to have a reason why he should act like a lion. The bear doesn't have to have a reason why he should act like a bear. It's instinctive. He is a bear, so he acts like a bear. You have an instinctive power which guides you to act like a adam, and just bring it out into the open, bring it out into the bepoil, and you'll see. Just start doing the mitzvahs, get rid of the all the yetzer haras of all the shtusim that surround you in order that you have free choice, you should be about prayer, and go to your real self, and you'll feel, you'll experience that this is the Adam. That's all. You don't have to have a reason for it. This is instinctively in the nature of the Adam. Kizek al Adam. A person keeps Shabbos, a person davens, a person learns. He feels that's what he's created for. It's his life. It's Kihem Chayenu. It's your life. You feel a tamachayim. You feel that you're living. That's all. If you go after the taivas, you might think the enjoyments. It's not you that enjoys it. It's the nefesh abahamas. That's not you. That's the part of the Adam which likes to watch wrestling games, which likes to see boxing. What's boxing? Boxing is like two gorillas from the jungle come and they look like gorillas and they start boxing and people enjoy it. Why do they enjoy it? They would have the same enjoyment if they'll see animals fighting too. Maybe not, because it's not Adam. It has to be like a man that fights. There were bullfights also. There's still a problem in Spain. There were bullfights. A person fights with a bull. And they see that the bull gets angry and this. And they enjoy it so much. They enjoy it. It's the animal, which is the bull, which is in the Adam, enjoys when he sees a bullfight. The Romans had fights with animals. Lions fought with people or whatever. That's all part of the animal of the person. So bring out the Adam of the person. Bring out the Adam. The Chelik Adam enjoys Torah, enjoys mitzvahs, enjoys a Seder, enjoys the Shabbos, enjoys davening. Kizeh kol Adam. This is the Adam. I don't need to theories and philosophies. Experience it, and you'll experience the experience of Adam, the human experience. That's all. So why should you do Averis? You're not an Adam. Why should you do Averis? If a person would go into Africa, he's going to go into the Congo, there's going to be a whole Congo there of cannibals and some gorillas. I don't know what it's Adam Bitsir's gorilla and maybe it sounds like I'm a racist. Maybe we'll have a shmooze on racism. Some other time. the American way of thinking, the worst thing is racism, and it deserves a schmooze sometime. Okay, so you'll be the only normal person. You're the white, you're a Yid, and you're an educated person, and you're an Adam, and you go among all these animals. So you feel about Gaiva. Maybe you'll feel. Maybe the Yetzirah is going to tell you to, I'm a man, But it doesn't make sense. You're a normal person. They're Mishigam, and you're a normal person. They're animals, and you're a normal person. So what's the difference if you live in America, which all the people in the whole world, which most people are animals. They're under the Ruach Shtus. They do Averis. They don't want to learn. The plain common sense tells you that you have to. Zeh kol Adam tells you that that's Elkim Yeravus Mitzvos Shema. You're a normal person. You were created for that. So what's the big deal that you're a tzaddik? It's a big toss that you think it's such a big accomplishment to be a tzaddik. What's the big deal? You're a tzaddik. Kach nitzarta. That's only the common sense. So that's the way a tzaddik thinks. In other words, he's not impressed by what people say. People are so used to do Averis, so they think it's a big accomplishment. It's plain. They call it, I'll get schar, the bunch will have chashivs. Yeah, the bunch created the Adam Letavosa. The bunch didn't create the Adam Rishon. Look at the Adam Rishon. He was created to be in the Gan Eden, the Avdol, the Shama. Just one thing, don't listen to this Nachash, this animal, this Nachash, this serpent, this Yitzhar, don't listen to him. And you have no schar. Just be as Kim also as Adam Yasha. He made you. What's the big deal? Don't listen to him. Listen, that's all. With his yashrus, with his common sense, yashrus means common sense, plain common sense, pure common sense. If he would go after that, he'd be a tzaddik. The Mashiach would give him all good. The Mashiach wants to create the world later. That's all. And that's later. So it's a big deal. There's also something else by tzaddikim. They're always chosh themselves. They suspect themselves that they're not doing, in other words, in the Kedusha, we know the Klal, Kedusha works differently than Olam Hazeh, Inyan Olam Hazeh. Every madrega that you have in the Kedusha, Olam Hazeh, find it also many times like that. Every madrega that you have in the Kedusha is also a responsibility, it's a chrais. And you can't say, let's say, well, let's get moshe. In Olam Hazeh, you also find it. Not so much like in Ruchnis. Let's say a person becomes a general in the army. So why do you become a general? He's a capable person. He's a person who worked hard. He's very capable. And he's a general. He made his way up in the ladder of the army. So it was a sergeant, captain, a general. Now he's a general. So he's very chashuv. He's a big. He made it in his profession. He made it very good. He's a general. Now, if he'll do something which is not right for a general to do, if he'll do even a small thing, he wouldn't make the right decision, and he is guilty of it. He should have made the right decision. He wasn't. It was a mistake that he shouldn't have made, or whatever, or something else that he sort of abused his position. He didn't act like a general should act. So then. He's much worse than any soldier, than the lowest soldier that there is. A plain soldier is much more chashuv than him. He's demoted right away, and he's demoted that he has to leave the whole army. He's not going to be a plain soldier too. He has to leave the army, and will be an infamous man for history, for making such a error that a general can't make. General shouldn't make such an error. So by tzaddikim, if now that you're a tzaddik, you should know that you have a bigger chrais. If you're a mefursim, if you're a manik, definitely you have a chrais. Every small thing that you do, not right, is a chil Hashem. People are going to learn from you, whatever. But even if you're a tzaddik nister, you're a tzaddik for yourself. Everything that tzaddik does has an impression on all the oilemas. The Bein Shel Oilem is mispar with him. Praises him.
Prides himself.
He takes pride. Takes pride in the tzaddik, and says, "Ah, I have such a tzaddik." And the sultan is mamish angry. He's looking with just envy. He's defeated. He feels a defeated feeling. So the sultan will be matzliach. He will be successful and be able to say all the oilmas. All the oilmas. He's gonna make a whole commotion and say. This tzaddik was nichshel in that and that. This tzaddik, the Rebbein Shalom, takes pride in him and is mispar with him. And all the oilemas, that's the biggest chil Hashem it could be. The biggest tzara shchina that could possibly be. Like a person has a close friend. He's a very close friend. The close friend didn't act like a close friend is supposed to act. He sort of disappointed his friend. Disappointed. He wasn't loyal enough to his friend. So it's a bigger tzar than let's say his neighbor wouldn't be good to him. You're my long time friend, which I felt like me and you are mamish achtes. You should betray me. It's a feeling of betrayal. You betrayed me. Why is there so much machlokes in Shalom Bayis, Mashpacha? Much more machlokes than there is between strange people. Because Shalom Bayis means that you have to be very good and very loyal. Chassan is the closest relationship. So you're not loyal. You're not acting like a wife or like a husband is supposed to act. It's a betrayal. It's a feeling of betrayal. So this makes a big machlokes. And then when there's a divorce chas v'shalom, so there's she's a strange woman, a strange woman. No, it's a sin, it's a hatred, which is a deep hatred, a deep feeling of betrayal, a deep feeling of disappointment. So the tzaddik feels that I'm a tzaddik, you know. If I would do one thing not right, I wouldn't be mecham de kavanas ari by mincha by davin. Even I didn't feel good, but. Tzaddik even doesn't feel good. He's weak. He has to be mecham. He's expected to strain himself and do more. And you're a tzaddik, you know. You're a tzaddik. So That's worse. You're doing a bigger avera than the Mechal Shabbos. It's Mechal Shabbos. It's Mechal Shabbos. Like Reb Tzadik is Masber. It's a very chassidish hasber. It's a deep hasber. Wouldn't be marachin. Of a very Rishonah Hitrula. Gemara asks, Hitrula? Sal Kedato? Gemara says, the answer is Nasis like a Hatcher. Person doesn't have a repeats that very, so it's not, so he feels that it's hat. He doesn't feel a guilty feeling at all. But we know a klal and shas, a pnimius, every havaman has is a maskana too, in pnimius. It's not a maskana in halacha, but it's a klal of the Ramam and Pana. Every havaman, no, it's not a havaman, it's just a havaman. The more thought like this, and it's meaningless. No, it means something. There is a pnimius place for such a havaman. But lalacha, we don't accept. So Mor says hitrulai, so it's hitrul. So the Tzaddik explains like someone has a good child, wants him to learn, wants him to daven, wants him to get talmid chacham. Once the child goes off and he's not learning, he's not davening, and so the father has to expect to accept him like he is. Accepts him. That's him. That's him. I can't expect of him anymore. So he doesn't make the father feel bad when he acts like he has, but the father already made peace with the situation. That's what he is, and I have to accept him like he is, and that's, I hope that it'll be good, but what could I do? That's what he is, and I'm making peace with the situation. And so when he does everything that he did before, he wouldn't cause for the father any anguish, any aggravation, because the father already accepted him. The Tzaddik says there's an Hagi Bashamayim, you have to be masbered exactly how it works. Hagi Bashamayim, after, when you hope that you'll be a Shaymitari, you'll be a Madragan, so you'll do Tzar, Ashkin, if you wouldn't be. But once over Avei Vishana, you did this Avei twice, so Kiviyachl, you're not being Mitzar, the Rebbe Hashem, anymore by doing this Avei. Because the Rebbe Hashem expects you to do the Avei. He accepted the fact that you're a Balaver. So Hutchula, it's not Hutchula. Hutchula means that you're not going with Tzarshchan. Of course, you're going to be punished for the Avei, whatever. But it wouldn't be that gum that when a Tzaddik doesn't have Avei. So a Tzaddik, since he's a Tzaddik, he feels always like a white beggar. A white garment has to be spotless. A black garment doesn't have to be so spotless. Colored garment. A stain is much more. It's much more nicker, it's much more apparent in a white car. So the tzaddik always feels that he's worse than the worst person because, I don't know, it's not the Teres Vadai. There is a Teres Vadai in that too, but now we're not ending, we didn't end the explanation. He's choshed himself. He thinks maybe I'm worse than the plain person. Because I'm a tzaddik. Since I'm a tzaddik, much more is expected of me. And these are two cheshbonos. There's more cheshbonos that could be think about cheshbonos to be honored. But really, that's not the shorish of gaiva. That's not the shorish of anavut. All these cheshbonos, there's a shorish to everything. A person has a certain image of himself. A person has a certain image which is called I. This is I. This is myself. Ani. When a person thinks of himself, he thinks of himself like a certain Indian which is called Amni. And this Amni is so precious to him. It's so chashiv to him. It's so cherished by him. His Amni is so cherished that he would want that for this Amni, everyone should bow down to this Amni. He should stand in the middle of the world and everyone should say, like Haman said, Kocha ya'asav ish ha'sham melech hafetz bikar. That was the Gan Eden of Haman. That what he did was really a Purim spiel. He's not the Melech. He was never. He's not going to be the Melech. What's the point of putting up a levush ashalavish boy Melech, wearing a levush ashalavish boy and the sus ashalachav alav a Melech and the kesa Melech ashent neroisha when everyone knows that you're not a Melech? You're playing Melech, you're acting Melech, but you're not a Melech. It's an act. So what's the whole point? Because Haman, his whole mitzios, many people are also that way. Frapp's man has they live in a dream, they live in an image. Whatever their image is in the eyes of the people, that's what they are. Many people don't make chasana unless they're written up, the chassan is going to written, be written up in the newspaper, because if not, there was never a chassan. If there's no pictures, the thing didn't happen. Nothing happened. There's no pictures that they could show for other people. So the pictures are kaveya, the metzias of the Indian. What's motzi and what's not motzi? Depends. So looking, I don't know if I'm married or my son. I don't know if I'm married. Blah. I have to look in the papers to see if I'm married. Because if it doesn't say in the papers, it doesn't exist. If people wouldn't speak about it, so it's nothing. Nothing happened. It's not relevant if it's not written up. So Bahaman, his whole psychology went to extreme that, and if it's going to say tomorrow in the newspaper pictures of Haman riding on a horse on Shirovish Lovish by a Melech, so he's like the king. He's the king. People are going to say, oh, Haman, he looks just like the king. You look how magnificent Haman looks. He reminds me, Mamish, of the biggest king. Such a majestic look, such a marvelous, majestic Haman, and everyone bows down to Haman. And Koch Yosselish, that is, if he's a Melech, if he's not a Melech, it's irrelevant, it's nothing. Just like Queen Elizabeth is a queen. It's a foreign spiel, she's not a queen. But it's the majestic image of Britain that they should have a Queen Elizabeth. She has no power for nothing. And it's like a Vajazar. It's a sort of a Vajazar. So people live in that image. People have a certain image of themselves. It's not an image for other people. It's for other people too. Other people should see. But they have an image of themselves. Now they have to realize that this image doesn't exist. It's non-existent. There's no such thing. Your musik of your ani is not existent. It's not there. And if you think it's there, so you go into the caver. And as much as you think it's there, the malachim are going to hit you with chibet akever, that's called chibet akever, and say, you're something? No, no. Rima, Teleo, this, makis, and this. Until you know that you're nothing. You're nothing. It's an image. You can't be zoich to tchiyas amesim. You can't be zoich to oilam abo. You can't be zoich to anything as long as this image exists. Because everything's going to go into this image. It's not going to go into you. It's going to go into the image. You'll feel a time in Ziva Shechina. You'll feel a time in davening. So who feels that time? Who feels that time? I. And it's going to be like with a hergish of gaiva. I'm zoichet Ziva Shechina. Everything, all the enjoyment is going to go into this non-existent image of I. So once a person has in his mind. That it wouldn't come from the mind. The mind can't understand that. It's a nature of that's a goof. That's a goof. It was created to such an image. But really, the true ani of a person comes when he's magdil his neshama. He makes great his neshama. He lives a chaya neshama. He doesn't live a chaya goof. He learns Torah, frat and pnimi is a Torah. Nishmosu deraisa, frat Shabbos, when it's Nisham Yisair, then his true ani comes out in there. Then his true ani. And this true ani has a different hergish of ani b'chlal. In other words, it's like when he feels this ani, he feels it's not this ani, it's something else. It doesn't come with the feeling that the plain ani comes. He wouldn't enjoy when the people are going to start praising him, he wouldn't enjoy it b'chlal, because this what they are praising, I came to the madriga, to realization that doesn't exist. They're praising something, they're not praising me, because then me doesn't exist. Well, what's the I? The I is the Rebbeinu Shlom. Ani means I'm a chelek alakai mamal. It's a certain heritage. You can't explain it because you have to be on the madriga. But once you're on the madriga, you can explain from outside what the madriga is. But what the feel the madriga, to experience this madriga, you have to be there. So it's in other words, when they talk about ani, like Rabbi said, Oimer ani. Mishemeis Rabbi Batlanov. When Rabbi was nifter, Batlanov. Why? Rabbi could say Oimer ani. Oimer ani means I. Because ani meant is chelik al kaimimah. Many tzaddikim, Talmid Walsham, used to call themselves with their name. The Meir Pram Shlan never said I, he said Meir. Because when the neshama comes in existence, it comes revealed. So then, when he speaks about himself, it's like he would speak about someone else. He has the same feeling like he would speak about. In other words, he knows there's such a thing that's called Remeir Prem Shlam. There is a Remeir Prem Shlam. So the fact that Remeir Prem Shlam is associated with what people call me, it's not Amos. It's Dani doesn't exist. It's Remeir Prem Shlam. I could speak about Remeir Prem Shlam. I could, like someone else could speak about Remeir Prem Shlam. It's not the feeling of this ani. It's something else. It's the chelik of the kaim amal. The love of Rabbi was that he could say, "Oimer ani." I said one day, Jewish. I'm a Jewish. I'll say that Yosef says, "It is not ani. Don't say ani. But you can't know." There's Lashon Kodesh. There's Lashon Arami. Rami is not the Madrig of Lashon Kodesh. Rabbi, the Chab of Mishnah, he said, "Lashon Mishni was a Tana." He could say, "Oimer ani." I can't say ani, but I know I could say. On the Ram, on Loshna Ram, I could say Ano. The Ike Ano. I can't say Ani, but I could say Ano. That's a lower Madrega in the Madrega of saying Oimer Ani. So that's a Madrega of you find Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the whole Zoya. You find Reb Shimon Bar Yochai never spoke about his humbleness, never spoke anything humble about himself. Adrab, many times he said such praises about himself that Mamish. He couldn't understand. In Nigla, you never find such a thing. But by Tanoam, you could find sometimes. A little, could find sometimes. Tanoam praise themselves. But not B'doim B'chalal like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Talmid B'Hashem, many times. Not after Talmid B'Hashem, many tzaddikim. But Mish was more rogel than that. Many times he used to say very big praise about themselves. Mamish. Sometimes very b'shiflus, but very, very humble, and sometimes. The Zohar speaks about this, and he also the Dov Damelach. Sometimes he speaks humble about himself, ani. Sometimes he says, Mashiach al Kayakov. He says, Zohar is the Masbet, it's like the Yareach, like the Levana. When it's full, then it's Madregid, and he speaks, praises himself. When he's Miyat Yareach, then he's not low Madregid, humble, then he speaks humble about himself. It's the whole Indian. But the Indian is, the Klali is, the Talmidim used to praise the Mamsh Dafm and Zoya, the Talmidim praise Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Great praises, Mamsh. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai doesn't say that it's not true. He doesn't say one word of another Adarab. Afterwards, he says Torah is Megala Torah. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai could say in himself, there was a bas called Shimon. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, this is a tiki kaddish, it's the highest oilum, the highest Mamsh, the highest thing. Because no Malach, no Saruf, from the highest oilum, wouldn't dare to say Shimon, would say Reb Shimon. Said Shimon, it comes from a tiki kaddisha, that's a big musik in the Likus, tiki kaddisha. He says, Hashti Yidana, I know that Nahir Ampa, my face lights, can hear the Shimsh, like the light of the sun. And Moshe lo yadaki karna arpana. But no yadan, I know. Moshe didn't know that his face lights like the sun. But no, I'm a bigger madrig, but no yadan, I know. Bigida Moshe. Bigida Moshe. What's the pshat? Moshe Ben is the honor of Mekalodim. The honor of Mekalodim. Shimon Bar Yochai speaks so greatly about himself. Here it is, because Moshe is our Rabbi on Niglus HaTor. Shimon Bar Yochai is our Rabbi on Sisri Tor. He's the Rabbi to Megala Sisri Tor. Of course, the Sisri was also given to Moshe, but he's not so much our Rabbi on that, because he wasn't Megala. His shlichus was to bring down Niglus HaTor, which in the Niglus HaTor is concealed Soidus HaTor. To be Megala Soidus HaTor, that's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So the Niglus HaTor pertains to the Guf, how the Guf should act in this world, and the Nister of the Torah, it pertains to the Neshama. What Madrega the Neshama should reach through Kiyum Torah Mitzvahs. Who is the Balgaiva that needs to be Anav? The Guf needs to be Anav. The Guf needs to be Anav. So Moshe is Anav Mekal Adam. The whole Torah is written with a big Anav. It doesn't say that Moshe was the great tzaddik, the great Baal Madrega, and the Rosh Hashem sent him to take out the Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. It doesn't say anything. Moshe was born. He don't know Yetzi Alecha. Don't say anything. Only in certain cases, when Gabi Miriam Moshe said Lashon Hara Moshe, then it says that Moshe lo yichein avdi Moshe chol beis ilamani. When Moshe was nifter, after Moshe was nifter, it says lekom ki Moshe lechol yada chazaka. But the whole Torah came out. Mamish doesn't say any praise on Moshe. Moshe, the Mufchor Anishi, And the whole Zohar is full of the praise of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Because Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was the neshama of Torah. The neshama has to be a balgaivim, because the neshama is a part of a lakus, and his gaiv is part of Kvoid Hashem. When a person is nifter, it says, Kvoid Hashem yasfeka. In other words, you become part now of Kvoid Hashem. You go up to Kvoid Hashem. Your covet is only meaningful when it's part of Kvoid Hashem. That's why you must be mason. You must be mason because now is the time of covet. The Ikar, the Shechva means that he's not. The covet that the neshama has, the neshama is nourished through covet because covet is the melech covet. It's part of the melech covet. The gaiva of the neshama is geus Hashem. It's a divine guy, geus. It's a geus of alakus. Of course it doesn't have this hergish, this whole hergish of the guf that the guf has. Once a remes, but there are a remes. You see, the oisis after covered is the oisis kizela. Because the whole inning of the covered that's no good, because the guf guzzled, it gambled the covered of the neshama. The neshama is called kvoidi. In the tilum, iro kvoidi. What's the meaning? Iro kvoidi. Man's america kvoidi. That's neshama. Neshama is called kavod. Neshama is a metzias of kavod. It's part of the melech kavod. So Shlomo was very close to the madrega that he should be a merkava, sort of a keli to be merkavel the kavod shemai. A yeshiv Shlomo akisei Hashem. So when Shlomo said suur shiarim reshechem v'yovei melech kavod, so the sharm thought that he meant himself. So they said, no, you're not the melech kavod yet. You're not the melech kavod. Because you're not Mashiach. Mashiach is going to be the real Makavit and Melech HaKavit. And Mashiach, it says, V'hoyim minuchasoy Kavit. Eil of Goyim Midrash. Goyim are going to come. It could be Mazbet. It's all a Gavurch. It's not part of the Shmuz. But it'll be Mazbet. Eil of Goyim Midrash. V'hoyim minuchasoy Kavit. Because Klal Yisrael understand another too. They understand another. Atam Hamat Mekolam. But Goyim understand only Kavit. So the only way to reach the Goyim is to be Malbish in every covet into Kvod Shemai. If Eilav Goyim Yidroishi, so Goyim in Yichasei Kovet. We'll have to use the covet to be Mekar of the Goyim. So, but covet has a very big shayrish. It's the Melech HaKovet. It's the meaning of the Melech HaKovet. So when a tzaddik has covet, when a tzaddik already changes over this covet of the Guf, he brings it back to the Rebbeinu Shlom, brings it back to the Neshama. It's like, let's say, a mashal. I know it's the time. When did I start? I know. It's about an hour already. I don't like to speak more. Okay, a few more minutes, let's end the subject, at least briefly. So it's any of a chelik of Kvod Shemai. I said a moshel once that, you know, if you, I should say a different moshel, but chassidim, you know, you probably also know that there's a tzaddik. There's a tzaddik, a rebbe, a tzaddik. The chassidim, there's a chassidus, there's also a rebbetzin. And the rebbetzin many times plays a big part in the chassidus, sometimes in a good way, sometimes not such a good way. She's mekarev, the ones that she wants to be mekarev, and she's merachik sometimes. It's not always built in Lashem Levada, it's sometimes mixed with personal negias, with personal interests, and different things, maybe sometimes she's mekarev the rich people more, and this and that. She's a rabbit, so she's not a big tzaddik. She's a plain rabbit, so, you know. The tzaddik here worked himself out to be a shalakim, but she's a good woman, but nothing more. I mean, you give a good woman a kavod, the Gemara says, Lo yoy har l'nashi. You shouldn't give kavod b'chlal for nashi. The Torah says, the Chazal says she was nechshel gaiva. She gave her kavod, she was nechshel gaiva. Dvorah, Chazal say that. Okay, so she has covet, and she's merachik whom she wants. She invites the rabbi Suda, and she tells the rabbi to whom to give brachas and to him. Now, and she doesn't want the rabbi to give brachas, she says the rabbi is now tired. Can't. Well, then someone she wants to be in a car, but the rabbi is not tired. Because the rabbi give him brachas, she feels that she has a whole politic going, and you know, makes a whole commotion to see this. At least she's very much nehana from the covet of her husband, of the rabbi. There are many tzedekis rabbis, very good rabbis. I'm speaking about not such a tzedekis, no, plain woman. It's very shechiyah. So the chassid went over to her once and told her like this. You know, you, when the Rebbe married you, he wasn't such a big tzaddik yet. He was a plain Ingeman, a posh Ingeman. And you made a lot of trouble for him too. You told him to go to work. You told him you mevatel Torah a lot for your interests, for shalom bayis, wherever. Not the biggest tzaddik, you wanted to talk a lot to you and whatever chassidish woman could ask her husband to do, Yeah, of course, a chassidish woman wouldn't ask her to go to a restaurant or whatever, but spend some time in the house at least. Why he became a tzaddik? Because he didn't listen to you. You know why he became a tzaddik? Because he didn't listen. He went to the Beis Medrash, and he was mamat and all gashmis. Everything that you did, that you wanted him to do, maybe he appeased you sometimes. Yeah, but he didn't. He was a big tzaddik. You didn't know. You didn't realize that he's a big tzaddik. You never dreamt that he's going to have kavod. He's going to become a big rebbe, a big malnik. He's going to have a kavod. You never dreamt. You thought you're marrying a plain husband, And you never gave him the right esteem that he deserves. You thought he, you told him many times when he was a younger man that I didn't marry the Baal Shem Tov. No, you can't act like the Baal Shem Tov. I didn't marry the Baal Shem Tov. You have to be a good husband, whatever. So he became great because he didn't listen to you. Now that he became great, you're taking away his covet. You should be ashamed to take away his covet. His greatness comes. You deserve the covet of his greatness. Maybe you deserve because you're the Yetzirah and he didn't listen to you, so you deserve it. You don't deserve it. You didn't help him. There's certain women that help their husbands. They're Ezer. You're a connector. You were always a connector. You were on the Ezer. So why do you take the whole covenant? So the tzaddik should say to his guf the same thing. You were a bad wife all along. The only thing that I became a tzaddik is because I didn't listen to you. Now that I have covered, you say this, you use your ani to take all the covet. You take away my covet, the covet of a neshama, the covet of Kfir Chamaim, and you take it for yourself. You don't deserve it. You're a goof. You don't deserve it. I could lift you up. If you want to be bottled to me, if you want to listen to me, rise to my madrega and be a goof kodesh, and then we'll, together both will be nahanda from Kfir Hashem. We'll all be part of Kfir Hashem. So it's really a gzela that the guf guzzles the kvod Hashem. But chassidish tzaddikim was more motzi because chassidus, if you look at the outside of chassidus, before you're masbered from inside, when someone asks you, what is chassidus? So you could say it's a derech of avodus Hashem that's built on the yisoidus of pnimius ha-Torah. That's a derech on avodus Hashem that its yisoidus, its foundations are the Zohar and the Riyah Kaddish, Rishonim, speak about Yisoidus, there are Niglas HaTorah. Rambam uses Chazal of Niglas HaTorah. And Chassidus uses mostly, of course it's one Torah, they use everything, but they use mostly the emphasis on the Yisoidus which are Nizgal and the Sefer HaZohar. So since in the Sefer HaZohar is the Sefer where they praise Hashem Be'echoi, it's Nishmas HaDaraisa, so the Chassidim that go in this Derech are trained to be Magdal in the Shama and take the covet for the neshama. Take the covet as a tool of nourishing the neshama, the way of nourishing the neshama. So this explains a little the Indian of, because all gaiven, all hergish of gaiven, all cheshbonos of gaiven come all because a person wants to feed this false ani. Once this real ani becomes, then it doesn't exist. The whole gaiven, you wouldn't enjoy it. You wouldn't think about it. So Mamela. So, this, in other words, if I am, if I'm not, is doesn't pretend. It's not negay. Because there's no ani. There's no I. There's no I. So there's no ani to talk if he is or if he's not. But still doesn't explain exactly why the tzaddik speaks about himself. It's okay. It's good for whatever. And he says he's worse than the biggest rush. We have to stop here because it can't be really explained. You could talk a little about it, but really it's a koich that you have to be on the madrega. It's a certain koich ha-nefesh that will be really only understood if you are in the madrega. Just like you can't explain if you're not in the madrega. This ani that I said before, I could speak around it, but I can't mamish explain what it is. You have to feel it. You have to be there. This is even more so. In other words, Zohar says, Shemaim Lizaku Be'enov. Shemayim is the highest madrega of the Bria. It's called Shemayim. It's very full of light, full of very imperfect Bria. It's called Shemayim. And even Shemayim leizaku be'eno. They're not pure in the eyes of Hashem. The pure Shemayim is not pure in the eyes of Hashem. The Bria Shem is sort of criticizes the Shemayim too. So the Zohar says, what the Bria Shem is a critic. He criticizes everyone. The Shemayim. Many people feel like that. You know, the Bria Shem wants from them, don't be a balgai, don't be like someone standing and demanding. The Bria Shem is a demander. He demands. Do that. Like, and many people try to go halachta b'drachov. So they demand of their children, do that. So they don't understand the whole Indian. The Bria Shem is not a demander. When the Bria Shem criticizes the Shemayim of not being zakeh b'einov, it's a compliment for the Shemayim. It's like a Rebbe who has a great Talmud. I tell this Talmud said a gewaldige svara, very good svara, a meridike svara. And the Rebbe in Talmud, they know themselves, they know the language. And the Rebbe says the svara is not, it means it's a compliment for the Talmud. From you, I expect a better svara. You are so great that I expect from you a better svara. That's how the Talmud is mekabelet. The Talmud would understand it in a different way, as a criticism, as a demand, a command. Then the Rebbe wouldn't tell him that. He only tells him that because he knows that the Talmud will interpret his criticism in the right way, in a way that wouldn't cause him any pressure, any lachatz, wouldn't cause him a feeling of like, what does he want from me? So that's all the demands. The Moshe never demands a person something that he can't accomplish. If he koyel Hashem b'koyach, b'koyach shekolachat v'Hashem demands an amaretz to be a good amaretz. Maybe zoichel, the Moshe open a gate and demand him to go a step further. But Moshe only expects of a person to be what he is. That's all. So if Shemayim lezaku be'enov, means that the Moshe compliments Shemayim. The tzaddik is like a Shemayim, and the Moshe sort of demands of him. And what's the demand of all nevra? I always forget the right word in English, so I can't say anything. I know there's a right word, and I forget. There's a certain standard. A certain standard that's tzaddik has to live up to that standard. What's the standard of all the nevram? What's the ultimate standard? Bein Shalom measures every nevra. How much are you doing it to me? In other words, the Bein Shalom says, Adam, you're Adam and Lelian. You have to reach, you always have to yearn and expect of you the shleimus of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Could I never reach out? I can't reach out. So you always have a feeling that you didn't reach your shleimus. And you'll never reach that shleimus. You'll never reach the shleimus because I'm demanding of you something that you can't do. But I demand it of you. Why do I demand of you? Because I want you to get, it's infinite. You can go to Lein Sof if you won't reach that shleimus. In other words, wherever Madreg you'll be, I'll demand of you to go even further. Because I have an infinite shleimus and demand for you, for a nivra, I demand to have an halicha to infinity. Have a halicha to a shleimus which is never attained. So the tzaddik feels that demand. Feeling that demand, he measures himself like the if I am doing it to the Ribbono Shel Olam or not. So he feels he's so far from the Ribbono Shel Olam, much further than the Amoritz is far from him. Much more than the standards, like people measure shleimus. People call someone a Russian. Why is he a Russian? Maybe, you go to Africa, he'll be the biggest tzaddik. You know, he doesn't eat people. He's going to be the biggest tzaddik. You know, why is he a Russian? In our standards, he's a Russian. Now people many come and go out of town. They keep Shabbos. Yeah, they don't go to work Shabbos. I don't know if they don't put out a switch Shabbos, but you know, they feel a Jew, keep Shabbos. You go to from community, Yamchal Shams. You're Yamchal Shams, you're Rashi, Yamchal Shams. He measures himself according to the standard of Phoenix, Arizona, whatever. He doesn't measure himself with the standards of a from community. So the tzaddik doesn't have to measure himself with the standards of this world. He measures himself with the standard of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's very used to it. He lives the high world and he sees what the Russian demands of a tzaddik, the oil melee, what the Russian demands of. So he feels he's a Russian, he's not a Russian. In his world, he's Mamash Rashi. He doesn't explain it exactly, because he can ask the question. So, but he's not at fault. He's not at fault. This Rashi is at fault. He's not at fault. No, this I can't explain. This you have to be on the Madreger. When you'll be on the Madreger, I welcome you to tell me. And this is Madreger, this is Sagi, that can't be. Just like Gadlus Abari can't be explained, Shiflus Odom is very correspondent to Gadlus Abari. And you will never understand it. Just like you can't understand Gadlus Abari, it's endless, so Shiflus Odom is also endless, because Shiflus Odom is always measured with Gadlus Abari. So it's something that you can't understand. And we'll end with that. Understanding something that you can't understand is also called understanding. If you understand it, why you can't understand it, that's also a hasbara din. In other words, you understand why you don't have to understand it and why you can't understand. And then it could be clear by you, even if you don't understand. That's like you go to a doctor. You make many mistakes in your emunah b'chlal. You go to a doctor. And you trust the doctor. Trust that. Someone says, no, that's why should I trust the doctor? I want to understand. I want to understand what he's doing. So the doctor's going to start explaining you. So you think you understand. After he explains to you, you understand. You have to trust. And there's a reason why you should trust him, because everyone trusts him. No, if he wouldn't do his job, you could sue him for malpractice. No, he does his job, and he has a very strong chazaka, and a very, very strong chazaka that he does his job. He wouldn't be pushing his job. He'll go in jail, whatever, and he wants to be successful. Every doctor wants to be successful. There's a lot of reason to trust him and not to ask him questions about his job. So that means you have a emunah pshuta? Of course you have a emunah pshuta, you trust him. But you have a seichel, why to trust him? You're smart enough to know to trust him. And if you want to know what he's doing, so that's not pshat, that you're a big chacham, and you're chayki. I'm not a plain person, I'm not a emunah person. No, someone goes to tzaddik. I don't understand what the tzaddik is doing. No. These plain people have a moon, these chassidim, they have a moon. I want to understand. You're a fool if you want to understand it. You can't understand the tzaddik. He's a Avodas Hashem with biggest sagas. He's a professor in Avodas Hashem. He's the biggest doctor in Avodas Hashem. He's the biggest. You can understand him. He'll explain everything. You wouldn't understand it anyway. He's a tzaddik because people know him. They know him from all the years, and they know he's a big tzaddik. They see his moifs, they see his oyer, they feel his oyer. They know he's a tzaddik. So there's a lot of seichel to trust him. You have seichel enough to trust him. That doesn't have to mean you're a fool. That means you're smart. You know. You have the common sense to know whom to trust. That's called a seichel. If you want to know what Moshe Rabbeinu was, what a novi is, it's not that you're smart. You're a professor. You know you're smart. You're a fool. You don't know what a novi is. You don't know, you never met a Navi, you never met a person like Moshe Rabbeinu. If you would meet Tzaddikim, you would see from which cheder they come, from which school they come, so you'll know that you can't understand them. So when the Rambam sort of says that, Yidiyah B'chiri can't understand. So the Rabbi does a kasha, so why does he ask the question, doesn't answer it? What should the Ketanei Amona do when they'll see a question and they wouldn't have an answer? Maybe they'll lose their Amona. But the Rambam's reason is plain, because Rambam explains why he can't understand. Rambam says, "Kiloi machshavoyis machshavseich." He's masber. They're just like metzius haboyer, he can't understand, and the das of the boyer shemez and his metzius is one. It's achdus, and just like you don't have to understand the metzius of the boyer shemez because it's a higher metzius. So his das is one with his metzius, so he can't understand his das. So he's explaining why he can't understand. Once you have that, that's an explanation. That's not leaving the question without an answer. It's explaining it. It's explaining why you can't understand it. So that's by this inyan of gaivus too. The real nekuda of that inyan that we started off to understand the Melech, the whole inyan, the Gro, whatever. That's we reach that place that maybe someone is smarter than me. Maybe it could be Mazbet, I don't know. But I think that's the inyan. So the stipel also says that Amnova, real Amnova, is not understandable. It can't. It's unexplainable until you reach the Madreig. You reach that Madreig. So let's hope to reach the Madreig. Yismach Hashem v'maisav, Hashem v'kreid chapur. Simcha and Amnova go together. I thought I'll be able to speak of Simcha. Simcha is a big subject too. It's all inyan. Let's. Ich bin so, ich bin so.